Chelsea Manning was a U.S. Army soldier who released Iraq and Afghan war logs with information on torture and civilian killings, including an airstrike that killed two Reuters correspondents, and diplomatic cables revealing, among other things, a secret deal between the U.S. and Yemen, in which the U.S. would bomb the country and the Yemeni government would claim the attacks. Chelsea Manning revealed these to WikiLeaks. And for Manning, these were acts that shocked the conscience and that U.S. citizens, in whose names they were claimed, ought to know about. She hoped the release to the media and the public via WikiLeaks would spark worldwide discussion, debates, and reforms. Well, the military sought a court-martial and a life sentence, claiming Manning's disclosure aided the enemy. She was eventually sentenced by a military judge to 35 years in prison, but her sentence was commuted by Barack Obama after she had served 7 years. Still, the longest time anyone has ever served for disclosing classified information to the press. It's generally understood that Obama recognized that it wasn't possible to charge WikiLeaks editor-in-chief Julian Assange, via Manning, without exposing journalists at the New York Times or the Washington Post to prosecution for sharing the same information, not to mention collecting prizes for it. Well, Manning was recently subpoenaed by a grand jury, widely understood to be attempting a case against Assange, though as a grand jury, it's all very secretive. And she was asked to testify again about her 2010 public disclosures. She refused, citing the secretiveness of the process and noting that she had already testified fully about the reasons for her disclosures, that they were her choices alone and not solicited by Assange or anyone else. A judge then ordered her incarcerated until she agrees to testify or until the grand jury is done, which might be 18 months. But Chelsea Manning isn't just in prison. She's in solitary confinement. It's not punitive because she won't help the government make its case. No, it's administrative segregation, we're told, generally understood to be for prisoners who might be in danger in the general prison population. U.S. media often talk about solitary confinement as though it were a sort of time out for the worst of the worst. It's defined by a U.N. special rapporteur and others as torture. Confined to a cell for 22 hours a day without access to other people or to reading materials, such isolation is known to have harmful physical and psychological impacts. Adds the UN's Juan Mendez, while, quote, it bears repeating that while solitary confinement should not be used for anyone, it is especially immoral to place Chelsea in solitary when she has not been accused of, charged with, nor convicted of any new crime, close quote. Famed Pentagon Papers whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg says it's a travesty that Chelsea Manning has been sent back to jail for refusing to testify to a grand jury. An investigation into WikiLeaks for publishing is a grave threat to all journalists' rights, and Chelsea is doing us all a service in fighting it. So where are the press corps? A New York Times piece by Charlie Savage noted that the effort to convict Assange, which is clearly what this is about, would raise novel and profound First Amendment issues. And outlets from The Times to CNN to Time magazine wrote single stories noting Manning's reincarceration. But where are the editorials? Where is the outrage or even recognition that someone whose goal is to reveal what actions, illegal and unconscionable, are being carried out in U.S. people's name, and whose revelations led, in fact, to debate and interrogation of those actions. She's once again taking the fall for reporters happy to report those revelations and claim awards for doing so. As of taping this show, I couldn't find any editorials in corporate media in support of Manning or of journalists' right to inform the public, or of the public's right to know. As with Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers, decades from now, mainstream media will likely speak matter-of-factly about Manning's contributions as a whistleblower. But what matters is what they're not doing now. Democracy dies in darkness, indeed. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group FAIR.